Yahweh, and thank you, Don, for allowing me to come here and give a message today. Shabbat Shalom. You know, on our congregation site, COYHWH.com, you'll find a correspondence course covering in detail many of our teachings. And this is a summary of one: Who is Babylon? You know, except for Jerusalem, end time Babylon is mentioned in Scripture more than any other place in the entire Bible. Because of the extreme importance of Yahweh's end time remnant, our Heavenly Father has put more than 100 identifying marks about end time Babylon in Scripture, so there could be no one mistaking who she is. In Jeremiah 50 and 51, we see that Babylon is a land, and not simply just a church or a system. It has a leader and also an army. Babylon has an economic trading system that is the engine of the world economy in the end time. In addition, and of most importance, it must be strongly understood that chapters 50 and 51 of Jeremiah never have happened in history. Both of these are end time prophecies. End time Babylon has some specific characteristics. First, Scripture tells us that Babylon is called Mystery Babylon. This shows that Babylon cannot be ancient Iraq, as where would the mystery be? In addition, she is called Babylon the Great. The word is megala, meaning superpower. Therefore, we can see that end time Babylon must be the world's superpower and not just any nation. And what are some of the other predominant characteristics of end time Babylon? One, according to the book of Habakkuk, end time Babylon will be a great nation. Two, according to the books of Jeremiah and Revelation, Babylon is a great melting pot, and many races of different people dwell in her. Three, end time Babylon will be a world policeman. In Jeremiah, the phrase used is the hammer of all the earth. And as a Hebrew idiom, that literally means world policeman, one who pounds and pounds his opponents. Four, in Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Revelation, all speak prophetically indicating that end-time Babylon will be a democracy where leaders from all nations of the world will meet together to discuss world problems. The United Nations is located in New York City in the United States, and this is where all nations are assembled together to solve the world's problems. It is also prophesied that in end-time Babylon, there'll be a space program. In Jeremiah 51, verses 9, for her judgment reaches to the heavens and is lifted up to the skies. And in Jeremiah 51, verse 53, though Babylon should ascend up to the heavens, and though she should fortify her strong height, plunderers shall come from me to her, states Yahweh. The Hebrew word for lift up in the above verse is actually NASA, the very name of the American space program. Number six, end time Babylon will deceive people through prescription medications and drugs, pharmakia. This is the original word in Scripture that is translated as sorceries, and is where we get the modern word for pharmacy. You know, millions of people in America are taking more than 5 prescription drugs every day. End time Babylon is the driver of the end time world economy. Everything is set up through her democratic status, trading status. a world trading system that is unlike anything that the world has really ever known. Many have been made rich through the mighty economic machine that she has instituted around the world. Revelations 18, verse 3, because of the wine of the anger of her fornication, which all the nations have drunk, even the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth became rich from the power of her trade. Then with Revelations 18, verses 9 through 19, and the kings of the earth will weep for her and will wail over her, those having fornicated and having luxuriated with her, for the seeing the smoke of her burning, standing from afar because of the fear of her torment, saying, woe, woe to the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour her judgment came. I enjoy computers. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys her merchandise anymore. Never again will there be trading merchandise of gold and silver and precious stone and pearls and of fine linen, the purple and of silk and of scarlet and the aromatic wood and every ivory vessel and every vessel of very precious wood and of bronze and of iron and marble and cinnamon and perfumes and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil and all fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and the bodies and the souls of men. And the ripe fruit that your soul lusted after went away from you. And all things delicious and splendid have perished from you, and you shall obtain them not more at all. The merchants of these things, the ones being enriched from her, will stand afar because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning and saying, woe, woe to the great city, having been clothed to linen and purple and scarlet and having been gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour, such great wealth was desolated. And every ship pilot and all the company of ships and sailors and as many as worked the sea stood from afar and cried out, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, what other is like the great city? And they threw dust on their heads and cried and weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe to the great city, by which all those having ships in the sea were rich from her costliness. Because in 1 hour she was ruined. These scriptures defined who end time Babylon could be. It actually names 25 specific things that Babylon trades more than any other nation. It is only the United States that there is a commodities exchange where all 25 items are traded. Also, being the world's biggest consumer of goods, the very engine of the world economy, end time Babylon is also world-renowned for its luxurious lifestyles and pleasure-seeking attitudes. Pride and pleasure-seeking are the key components to identifying who end time Babylon is. The real key to understanding why Yahweh is so angry about end time Babylon is because Babylon not only destroys itself with its abundant, overabundant lifestyles and covetous spirit, but it also at the enslavement of the souls of men. Chapters 50 and 51 in the book of Jeremiah tell us that the punishment for the nation of Babylon will be for the crimes that she has committed before Yahweh. The total destruction of end-time Babylon is also revealed in the book of Revelation that shows this destruction coming during the day of Yahweh. In both Jeremiah and Revelation, it indicates that the punishment will be doubled. First, by taking down her sovereignty over the kings of the earth, and second, by complete annihilation at the return of Yeshua. It is interesting to note that these scriptures say that the second punishment will be accomplished in 1 hour. Remember, it is the system of world democracy that end-time Babylon has brought to the world to corrupt all nations that has angered Yahweh. The books of Daniel and Jeremiah both reveal that the Medes and the Persians will destroy Babylon. Who are the Persians and the Medes? Modern-day Persia is now called the country of Iran, and Russia is the home place of the ancient Medes. The current president of Iran has openly challenged the United States, calling them the Big Satan and Israel the Little Satan. Also, Russia has signed a military pact with Iran, promising to help her in a military conflict. The books of Jeremiah, Joel, Zechariah, and Ezekiel all indicate that it is the betrayal of Israel by forcing them to divide the land that helps to bring about the destruction of Babylon. Does Yahweh warn his true covenant people to do something to avoid this devastation? You know, Yahweh tells us he will never, you know, bring judgment unless he first gives us a warning to his covenant people. Scriptures tell us that Yahweh is warning his elect to flee the land of Babylon before his destruction comes upon her. Scripture also tells us that there will be no place of refuge in Babylon. There will not even be one single soul left in the land of Babylon. Jeremiah 15, verse 62, "Then you shall say, O Yahweh, you have spoken against this place to cut it off so that no one shall remain in it, from man and animal, but it shall be a ruin forever." During the Holocaust, the Jewish people of Europe were stunned by how rapidly the devastation took place, destroying their livelihoods, homes, and families, even though warnings were given. Simon Wiesenthal, the great Nazi hunter, stated that when he arrived at Mauthausen concentration camp, he realized that the only way he was going to escape was through the chimney as smoke. Well, his life was saved by the Allied troops. May we not be the ones who wait to the last minute to leave. There are 7 direct commands to flee the land of Babylon, not only to save your physical life, but also to avoid taking a part in her sins. When one is living in Babylon, they are supporting the system of Babylon through the commerce they do on a daily basis. This is the main reason Yahweh calls his people out of the system. We must remember that it's Yahweh and his timing that will deliver his covenant people. The main purpose of understanding end time Babylon is to first and foremost come out of the system of world democracy that Satan has created through her. We as believers also need to work on coming out of the religious Babylon, the pagan customs that organized religion brings. Then it is solely up to the individual and the family to decide for themselves through prayer and fasting when Yahweh is leading them physically out of the land of Babylon and where he is leading them. It is extremely important to research any given country to understand its laws in regarding to relocating there, as many countries restrict visitors from working and set limits on how long they can stay in the country. The key to understanding end time Babylon is that many have exchanged faith in Yahweh for trust in the government and system of Babylon. Government handouts and publication and health care are just, you know, a tip of the iceberg as to how dependent people have become through the government and the system, and how less dependent they have become on Yahweh Almighty. Remember, it is only faith in Yahweh that will get anyone through the end times. Physically leaving Babylon should be an act of faith, not of pride or self-righteousness. Our key points to remember from this are: 1, Babylon is a land and not simply a system or a church. 2, Babylon is the top military might in the world. 3, Babylon is an engine of the world economy. 4, Babylon has the highest standard of living in the world. 5, Babylon is rebuked for her pride and arrogance. 6, Babylon will be completely destroyed before the kingdom arrives. And 7, Yahweh warns his covenant elect to flee the land of Babylon and not to partake in her sins, and also not to receive her plagues. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you.